Extremely dangerous. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's Russia's reaction to Ukraine getting new weapons. The U.S. is reportedly ready to send up to 30 advanced Abrams tanks, and Germany announced this morning it'll give Ukraine 14 powerful Leopard tanks with dozens more potentially to come.
Russia warned the equipment would impact Moscow's future relations with Berlin. The need for tanks is most centered around the contested eastern territory of Bakhmut. Civilians there often rely on humanitarian aid to survive.
News Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. The Biden administration is being sued again by Republican-led states. This time, 20 of them are going to court trying to block a new border policy.
The new parole program announced by the White House earlier this month allows up to 30,000 migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela to come to the U.S. each month. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sounding off in part, quote, "Every state in America, especially border states like Texas, is being crushed by the impacts of illegal immigration. The Biden open borders agenda has created a humanitarian crisis."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Two Democrats are upset. They're being excluded from the House Intelligence Committee, saying Speaker Kevin McCarthy is harming national security. Congressman Adam Schiff used to lead that committee.
What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the inspector general said it.
Republicans have accused Schiff of abusing his position during investigations of former President Trump. Eric Swalwell, also a California Democrat, is also being removed from the Intel committee. McCarthy cites a previous relationship disclosed in 2020 with a Chinese spy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Former Vice President Pence caught up in the classified document controversy, turning over material he found at his home. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville calls it embarrassing.
I can understand maybe a president because you got so many irons in the fire, you got so many staff, and things get misplaced. I can't understand a vice president or a senator.
The documents President Biden was found to have were from his time as a VP and senator. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. News.
A charter school remains closed and will for the rest of the week in Des Moines, Iowa, after a shooting Monday that left two students dead and the founder of Starts Right Here seriously wounded. The program there caters to students no longer in regular schools for behavioral reasons. The suspected gunman's in custody. He was on supervised release after an arrest last year, and prosecutors say he cut off his ankle bracelet right before the shooting. A school building in Virginia will reopen today after a shooting earlier this month.
Richneck Elementary School students and their families getting the chance to reacclimate before classes pick back up Monday. It will be the first time they've been inside the school since January 6th, when teacher Abigail Zwerner was shot by a six-year-old student. Zwerner credited for guiding children to safety despite her wound. Today we'll hear from her attorney, Diane Toscano, who is expected to provide an update on Zwerner's recovery and her future.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Will Congress take swift action dealing with Ticketmaster and its parent Live Nation?
Consolidation of power in the hands of few can create problems for the many. Competition is a good thing.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham at a hearing where the company's president said we will do better after making a mess of Taylor Swift's tour ticket sales.
Live Nation's president Joe Berchtold testified before Congress by taking responsibility and saying the industry needs changes.
There are problems in the ticketing industry, problems we believe can and should be addressed through legislation.
Senators on the Judiciary Committee grilled Berchtold about how much power the company has over the industry, while Senator Amy Klobuchar used Taylor Swift lyrics to raise concerns about the lack of competition.
As a ode to Taylor Swift, I will say we know all too well.
The CEO of SeatGeek suggested a breakup of the 2010 merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures are down more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.